Thursday morning, time for Gordo and the Observation Deck, brought to us today by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A-Number One Air.
Well, yesterday was the day I got the shot. I got called by the Dallas County Health Services situation, and they told me to go down to Fair Park after the show and get the shot. And I will tell that story at 9:15 today, at length. At length, because there were several odd moments during the time I got the shot.
Can I ask you for only a preview?
Yeah, and sure.
It can
sure.
be a one-word answer.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a smooth process, or did it take a while?
There were some parts that were incredibly smooth. It did not take 2 hours. Didn't even take an hour. And there were other parts that I considered to be somewhat rough.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat rough. But I will tell you this.
Most people are thankful just to get the vaccine.
I am too. And I'm one of those
people,
George.
Sounds like he's got a rip job coming up.
I am one of those people. It was just some weird stuff that happened. I think every time I go to Fair Park, something weird ends up happening. It's like a vortex in our universe.
I think when you go anywhere, something weird happens.
Something clown silly is going to happen. It was weird. The people in the car in front of me, silver Malibu. Remember that? Because I love cars.
They don't still make the Malibu, do they?
Ooh, good question. I don't know. Malibu is a good car, depending on which generation you're talking about. But they were in the silver Malibu in front of me, and there was a dude in the passenger seat. It looked like maybe his son was driving the car. And then there was an older gentleman who was in the passenger seat. And because the line is slow moving, this was after we all got separated into, you know, maybe 20 different lines of cars. They were waiting to go into the tents. So we would move at a crawl and then stop for a while. But the old man would get out every 5 minutes or so, pull down his mask, fire up a Winston.
You know?
It was just so strange.
To be polite with the other people in the car, I guess.
To see that. Yeah, it was only one other in the car. It was his son. But yeah.
Wait a minute. He's at Fair Park
to avoid death, to get the vaccine, to protect his health as best he can. Specifically his lungs with COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
But firing up a cig every once in a while.
Yeah. There was something so strange about seeing him pulling down a surgical mask to stick a cigarette in his mouth and then wearing the mask down there on his chin.
That guy's
while
genius.
He smoked and walked gently alongside the Malibu with its open door right there.
What a genius he is.
As you know, it's a hard habit to break.
It is a hard habit to break, and I do feel for him on that account, Giorgio. Because I hope he's able to kick that habit.
I'm thinking no, if he's an older guy.
Yeah, the dude looked like he was in his 70s.
You know what? Why quit now?
But if that's the case, I mean, why get the vaccination?
Well, you can still survive smoking for a while into your advanced age. You can. I mean, you're increasing your odds.
Yeah, I guess so. He was one of those guys with the funny farmer's build, you know, that has a bit of a pot belly, but zero ass.
Yeah.
I mean, the back of the pants just fall straight down.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys you see at every Pioneer and Western Sizzling when you get out from any Metroplex.
It is an interesting body. Why does farming create that body?
Farming creates that body. I don't know why. It does. But I'm glad he got the vaccine as well as all the other people out there. It did run relatively quickly.
All right. Package the rest of it. Yeah. I don't want you to spoil the whole thing.
Well, I won't. I will. We're separated by, what, 3 hours?
Yeah, but I don't want you to spoil the whole thing. I'm looking out for you.
You've never looked out for me. I'll also say this. George, you may have gotten this feeling when you were out there at the Motor Speedway getting your shot. Something about it is, at once, it's inspiring.
Yep.
Because it shows coordination and all of these people coming together to solve an existential crisis. And at the other time, it's really disturbing because it feels so apocalyptic.
Yeah,
all the cars lined up. You've seen this in so many disaster movies.
Yeah.
And that's what it kind of looked like.
I know. There's some of that mixed in, too.
Mm. Okay. Let's talk about Cocaine Bear. Yesterday, we talked about that story of those two guys who somehow got Cocaine Bear to become the official mascot of the state of Kentucky. And Cocaine Bear was a bear who, in 1985, got a hold of a duffel bag of drugs that was dropped from a drug smuggling plane. And he tore into it and did all the coke at once, a bear. And they found him sprawled out dead next to a duffel bag that was emptied of cocaine with powder all over his snout.
Very sad ending, but before he passed, what do you think he sounded like in bear voice as he's right there?
I guarantee you he thought this is the greatest life a bear has ever had.
That squirrel over there, look at that. Wow, that's
oh,
a squirrel
yeah,
over there.
His
wow.
mind was hopping all over the place.
Look at these trees. I didn't know we had so many pines around here.
Looking for other bears to talk their ears off. Well, P1 Mark found the little playlet that I was looking for. Jer found part of it. This looks 21 seconds long. This is the playlet that I did in what Mark claims is November of 2019. And it was the playlet of the guy at the party doing cocaine. And I not only performed this and starred in it, but I wrote it and directed it. So I'm very proud of this one-man play.
Oh, God. Oh, God. What we got to do is we got to get all these boats and we got to fit them with lasers. And what we're going to do, we got to get them on every lake. We'll have them on every lake. It'll be like 10,000 of them on each lake. And, oh, God. And we'll have these dogs. We'll put the dogs on there. And what we'll do is the dogs shoot the lasers.
God. Maddening.
Oh,
what's the
that.
Music that's going in the background?
I think that's because we're at a party.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, so there's music going on at the party. You ever been at a party where someone broke out the cucaña?
No.
I have twice.
Yes. Once with Gordo. Remember
oh,
that?
Oh, that's three times.
Gordo
yeah.
broke it out, huh?
No, he didn't, but I think it may have been the girl I was dating
yeah.
at the time. Or
yeah.
her friend that was, or something.
That was the night that we referred to as us being in way over our heads.
Yes. Totally out of my element.
Everybody there at that party was very comfortable living at 100 miles an hour. And Junior and I were clocking in at about 30 miles an hour.
Because but trying to act like we yeah, were enjoying the fast
we,
ride.
We were really bluffing like Mushmouth, going, that's cool. That's cool. I mean, whatever y'all want to do is fine. I mean, no, none for us, but thanks.
Yeah, I'm going to pass tonight. You know, I've been going yeah. at it pretty hard lately.
Yeah, we went at it pretty hard last night. So take a break from this one. Yeah, there was that party that someone broke out cocaine. There was this bachelor party I went to that was really seedy. It was at some hotel near the airport, and it was a dude's bachelor party, and everybody sent him in to the bedroom with some stripper, the groom to be. And I want to say that the bride's father and brother were there at the party too.
Damn.
And they all sent the groom in there with the stripper
no.
too.
Oh my God.
And then someone broke out the cocaine there in the hotel suite. And all these dudes were sitting around, and I knew, like, only one of these people. And all these other guys were unfamiliar to me, and they're all doing coke and everything, and it was, like, right when the Michael Irvin thing had hit. And I got the hell out of there as fast as I could. I wanted no part of that.
Were you looking around for the inch-high private eye?
Yes. I was like, this is all we talk about every day, is Michael Irvin doing this and how dumb he was. And I just imagined cops busting into this place right now. And
your
I'm here,
shot.
And I'm here like 3 seconds after they broke out the cocaine.
Was Jasmine Nabwangu there?
No, it was some. I'm telling you, it was a couple low end strippers.
Was he hauled?
Was he hauled?
I doubt it.
Ugh.
The Dallas radio host was arrested last night in a Michael Irvin type scandal.
While Hee Haw played in the background.
What? Hee Haw was not hawing. Okay.
Was Hee Haw on?
Have you ever been around cocaine, George?
No. Never have.
That you know of?
That I know of, yeah. I guess it could have been going on at some party, but I don't think so.
What about people smoking out in front of you? You've seen that,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dang. You ever seen someone shoot up?
No.
No.
I haven't either. I haven't either. Have you ever been around someone who's on the acid?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wheels off roommate, my first year at North Texas, and he came in and sat on the foot of his bed and did tricks with the ash of his cigarette. for about 15 minutes.
What do you mean, like the glow of it?
Yeah, and then would laugh.
Okay, so he was looking at the light and he was like going, doing tracers and stuff.
He was tripping balls.
Yeah.
That doesn't make you sound hip, just by the way.
And I asked my then roommate, now ticket P1, Scott Matula, what is wrong with him? Dude, he's on acid. Oh, okay. So we sat and watched him for about 30 minutes and then went to sleep.
How funny.
Which one scares you the most?
Acid.
More than heroin or something like that?
Yeah.
No, heroin scares me the most because it seems to be the most addictive.
Just the imagery of the person who's tying their arm off and then injecting it and watching their head go back. And then
that whole thing about once you try it, you're hooked.
Yeah, but I heard that about meth, too. I heard that about meth. I think we all sound like grandpas when it comes to drugs.
After school
specials. I don't know, man. H is pretty scary.
It doesn't make you sound hip. Sean, you want to chime in on what drugs you've done?
No, just marijuana and maybe some edibles.
And maybe what?
Some mushrooms back in the day.
Sean is always drunk at this time in the morning.
He is.
He's always giggling.
That's okay.
Yeah, I did the mushrooms. I do that again, too.
You have to be outside. It helps.
I do that again.
Why does being outside help?
I don't know. You get paranoid sometimes, so it's good to be out in nature.
I've never done the shrooms, man.
But the refrigerator may intimidate you or something? Or
maybe. Hell, I don't know.
Boy.
What's that refrigerator looking at?
I hate the pot so much. Last time I did the pot, it was just... I just wanted it to end.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about smoking out, man, or edibles?
I'm talking about the smoking out.
See, I like the edibles, and I do those occasionally if I'm in a state like Colorado or California where it's legal. Remember I went to a dispensary for this show at training camp 2 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
And I had a bud tender Forrest.
See,
who wouldn't talk on air.
I think I remember doing edibles, and it gave me kind of the same feeling. Just kind of a little bit of heartburny and paranoia and anxiety sitting in the middle of my chest.
They basically just knock me out. They're just like a sleeping pill.
Uh-huh. Why not just do a sleeping pill? Do a sleeping pill.
That doesn't make you sound cool, man.
Peeping.
Okay.
Because you do get a little bit of a buzz before it knocks you out.
All right. Didn't you and Donnie do some edibles? Y'all sound
No. Once again, Invisible Junes.
What?
I was the forgotten guy that evening.
Oh, they bought enough for everyone but you?
Yes. It's unbelievable. It's truly unbelievable.
They're all having fun and laughing, and you're trying to laugh along, but you don't understand any of the stuff they're laughing at.
I don't think he wanted that story on the air.
Way to go, Gordon.
And that's why it will remain off the air, because he's my friend. The end.
All right, that's the ODEC, 6:31 on the ticket.